This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I think I've been doing the smell test for the NCAA tournament for, 6 years. Several of you, when I mentioned this the other day, told me that I've definitely won more than I've lost. And I feel like that is true, but I have not documented it. I know what I did last year. I was 13-13 last year. And I'm pretty sure the year before Denton, I was on fire. And that it was significantly, I think it was something like 17-7 or something like that for the tournament. That could have been three years ago. But I think in the 6 or 7 years I've been doing smell test picks this time of year, I think it's fair to say without having any documentation, I've won more games than I've lost. With that said, tread lightly. For entertainment purposes only. All right, what's interesting about the first round, and we had Patrick Everson on from Vegas Insider yesterday, and he said the same thing, and I totally agree with him. This is one of the events in which the public loves underdogs, especially early in the tournament. They are picking the big upsets because they always happen, and they're betting a lot of underdogs. And so, believe it or not, a lot of the favorites are anti-public sides today. But my first selection is not a favorite. It's the first game of the day. Creighton against Louisville. Louisville's laying 3. They're playing a virtual home game in Lexington against a Creighton team that's got size, that's got shooting, is well coached. I'll take Creighton plus the 3. There is overwhelming action on Louisville, and there is some sharp money on Creighton. Creighton plus 3 is the first play in the first game of the day. The second game of the day, I've got 2. Purdue is an anti-public favorite against High Point. The public, for some reason, has fallen in love with High Point, and I'll tell you, the school itself is beautiful. Maybe not the surrounding area, no offense, but the school itself is spectacular. I'm going to lay the 7.5 with Purdue as an anti-public favorite. Moving down the board, VCU is another dog that is anti-public today. People do like BYU laying. Patrick kind of disagreed, but the information I have is that a lot of shops are going to need VCU today. I'll take VCU plus the 3. And then Kansas is laying 5 against Arkansas. Arkansas is one of the most played teams of the day. Calipari, the SEC. Kansas really struggled this year. That line almost seems wrong. I don't know why Kansas is a 5-point favorite, but I'm going to guess that they know something out in Vegas. I'll take Kansas and lay the 5. A huge public play today in terms of an upset pick, an underdog, is Drake getting a 6 against Missouri. I'll take Missouri in that one. And then another big underdog is Yale getting 7.5 against A&M. I'll take the other side. For those of you unfamiliar, I am an anti-public contrarian better, and that's what you've gotten from me here. 6 picks on opening day. Creighton +3, Purdue -7.5, Missouri -6, Kansas -5, VCU +3, and Texas A&M -7.5. Tomorrow I'll give out plays as well. So good luck with those. I have already played them. And I be careful with this Creighton. If you can get it at 3 right now, play it at 3 right now. Because I think there's going to be a ton of sharp money that comes in here over the next hour or so on Creighton, on the Blue Jays. They've been a good tournament team, man. McDermott's done a good job in the tournament with them. What is his tournament record? Do we know?
I think it's positive because I think he's been to at least one Elite Eight.
Last year, right? Or was it the year before?
It might have been the year before.
He's a good
tournament coach, though.
He was in the Sweet 16 last year, the Elite Eight the year before that. 3 of the last 4 years, he's been in the Sweet 16 twice in the Elite Eight. Not bad.
Not bad.
All right. You ready to do brackets?
Let's do some damn brackets.
You know, this isn't my favorite thing to do, but I know people do it. It's so random the way this tournament works. All right, we're going to do region by region, first round games. We will give out our lower seeded teams over higher seeded teams. So let's start. Where do you want to start? In the South?
Yeah, let's start with the South, where number one ranked Auburn is.
All right. I've got Creighton a 9 over an 8, which I just told you I'm betting them. And I have New Mexico, Richard Pitino's team, a 10 over Marquette, a 7. Those are the two lower seeded over higher seeded teams I have in the South first round. What do you have?
So I got 3. I hate one of them, but I picked it anyway. I got Creighton, as you just mentioned. They are not the one that I hate. I hate that I have fallen into the UC San Diego hype over Michigan, but I got UC San Diego. It feels like everyone and their mother is on UC San Diego. I think their mascot is the Triton. I think that's kind of cool. And I told you I was going to do this as soon as we got the bracket. I got UNC over Ole Miss. I think because of the outrage that UNC is going to make it to at least the first weekend. So I got UNC.
Michigan was almost a smell test pick because everybody seems to love UCSD, but there was actually some sharp money on UCSD as well. All right, we go to the second round. We'll just talk about the teams that we have in the Sweet 16. This is where I have my biggest upset, I guess you could call it, of the tournament. I've got Creighton upsetting Auburn. You know, for me, that's the SEC team that I have not liked. I have not thought that they are overwhelmingly dominant like, Florida, like Duke, like Houston, the other three number ones. I see Auburn getting taken out. They play a style that is vulnerable. We've seen them lose, 3 of their last 4 games or 3 of their last 5, whatever it is. I've got Creighton beating Auburn. I've got A&M over Michigan. I've got Ole Miss upsetting Iowa State and getting to a Sweet 16 matchup against Michigan State. So my Sweet 16 in the South is Creighton, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Michigan State.
I have Creighton, Texas A&M, North Carolina, Michigan State. So we have Creighton.
Would not surprise me if Beard does a good job with Ole Miss in this tournament. All right, for me, it's A&M, Michigan State in the Elite Eight, a 2 against a 4, and I've got Michigan State going to the Final 4.
I have Michigan State to the Final 4. I just had them beating Creighton, so a 2 versus a 9.
I could see that.
Big on the Blue Creighton, Jays.
Yeah, the Creighton-Texas A&M game was a tough call for me. All right, so we both have Michigan State in the Final Four. Let's go to the East, where Duke is the number one seed. You give your lower seededs over higher seededs first.
So I got Baylor, who's a 9, over Mississippi State, who is an 8. You bet your ass I got Liberty, who's a 12, over Oregon, who is a 5. Got to rep my squad. I got VCU, the 11, over BYU, a 6. And those are it. So those are where my upsets in the first round stop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I was looking at your Liberty squad and trying to figure out whether or not they could pull something off against Oregon. You know, I think that's the last game of the first round.
I know. I hate it.
It's like a 10:30 start on Friday night or something like that.
I got to drink coffee at like 6 p.m. to stay up for that. I'm old.
I have Baylor over Mississippi State. I have VCU over BYU as well. BYU is an interesting team because they can really score. VCU can really defend. When BYU got absolutely shut down by a really good defensive team, Houston, in the conference tournament, after they had hung 96 on Iowa State, I think BYU is one of those teams capable of a big run, but I'm going VCU with an upset, and then I've got Vandy over Randy Bennett, who I love, and St. Mary's. All right, what do you give me your four Sweet 16 teams?
So that's fascinating that you have Vanderbilt over St. Mary's, because I have St. Mary's in the Sweet 16. I got them taking out Bama in the round of 32. So I have St. Mary's, Wisconsin, Duke, Arizona in the Sweet 16.
I've got Duke, Oregon. So I've got Oregon upsetting Arizona, and then I've got chalk with Alabama and Wisconsin. I've got a Duke, Wisconsin Elite Eight game.
I have Arizona-Wisconsin Elite Eight game.
You've got Arizona-Wisconsin? No, you can't have Arizona-Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, you've got
Arizona-Wisconsin. Wow. I have Arizona beating Duke.
So who do you have in the Final Four?
I have Arizona in the Final Four.
I've got Duke in the Final Four. So you're doing – so far, no one seeds for you. I've got one seed with Duke. All right, let's go to the Midwest. I'll give you my lowers over uppers. I've got one. Utah State, Ian Martinez, former Terp, taking out UCLA in the first round.
Damn it, I have one. It's Utah State. That's the only one that I have.
They're good. They're well coached. They could actually make a run. I've got Utah State then shocking Tennessee and making it to the Sweet 16 against Illinois, who beats Kentucky. And then I've got Houston beating Gonzaga, Purdue beating Clemson, and Houston-Purdue in a Sweet 16 matchup.
So this is my chalkiest. I got Houston and Clemson and then Kentucky and Tennessee. So the only real upset, if you will, that I have is the 5 over the 4 in, in that
one. I've got Houston beating Illinois to get to the Final Four, so that's my second number one in the Final Four.
This is my first number one. I got Houston over Kentucky.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to the West region, where Florida is the one seed, and my Terps are sitting there as a four seed. Give me your lowers over hires.
So only two first in this round. One. I have Colorado State over Memphis, and then I have Arkansas over Kansas. I don't love the Arkansas thing, but I went with Calipari.
I have all higher seeded teams in the first round. I don't have one lower seeded team beating a higher seeded team. I thought about UNC Wilmington, but I backed off that. So that brings us to the second round games. Give me the teams that make it to the Sweet 16.
I have Florida and Maryland, so you'll be happy about that. And then I have St. John's and Texas Tech. So maybe this is the chalkiest because it's literally just one through four.
I have Florida against Maryland, and then I've got Missouri. Dennis Gates and the job he's done at Missouri facing Rick Pitino and St. John's. Elite Eight for you.
Florida and St. John's.
Maryland can beat anybody in this tournament, Denton. I don't. Let me just make sure that you understand this. We've done this together. What? This is year this three is
year
doing
three.
This together?
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime, but year three.
I don't just pick Maryland blindly to go deep into the tournament. You know, I've probably done that before, but they've been worthy of it because of their seeding and how good they were. They're a four seed. They're not a 10 seed. They're not a 7 seed. They're a four seed. They've proven that on their best night, they are very difficult to guard. So is Florida. That could be one of the games of the second weekend. Florida and Maryland. I've got Maryland advancing to the Elite Eight, where Kevin Willard will coach against his mentor, Rick Pitino, and St. John's in the Elite Eight final in San Francisco out west. Who do you have in the Final Four?
I have Florida in the Final Four. Do it. I know you want to do it.
Oh, I'm doing it. I've got Maryland in the Final Four. I've got Maryland as a four playing Michigan State as a two, and then two ones on the other side, Duke and Houston. You have Houston and Arizona, a one versus a four, and then you've got a one versus a two in Florida against Michigan State.
Correct.
So your final and your champion.
My final is Houston and Florida, with Houston coming out on top and Kelvin Sampson finally getting himself a championship for the Cougars.
You know, if Maryland doesn't, you know, go that far and have a chance, honestly, I would love it if Kelvin Sampson won a national championship, and I would be rooting for him. And last year, after the injury that they had and the loss that they had, I would love to see him win a national championship. Anybody that knows coaching, talks to coaches, everybody understands how good Kelvin Sampson has been over the course of his career. He got this Houston team to the Final Four in 21, and then last year, you know, just painful, where they lost, you know, their best player, and they were knocked out in the Sweet 16 by Duke. I think they're going to get a chance to beat Duke in that semifinal, but I have Duke advancing to face Maryland in the national championship game. Maryland gets revenge on Michigan State in a semifinal. And that would be the closest thing they have to a rival in the Big Ten, and it's not really a rivalry. And then they would face their longtime rival that a lot of Duke fans would say, not our rival, in the championship game. And I have the Terps cutting down the nets April 7th in San Antonio.
Somewhere Coach K is pissed. He's shaking his fist at his radio.
Who do you have winning it? You've got Houston winning the whole thing.
I got Houston over Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got Maryland over Duke. Of course there is some wishful thinking here. But again, like I don't think that I've predicted Maryland to win the national championship in a long, long time. I don't think in 2020 I would have predicted them to win the national championship. I may have predicted a Final Four run with that particular team. Look, to me, I think Duke's the best team in this draw. I really do. So that's the biggest stretch for me, is Maryland beating Duke, you know, assuming a healthy Cooper Flag. But I certainly think Maryland can beat Grand Canyon. I certainly think Maryland will be, they're 10.5-point favorite over Grand Canyon. They'll be a 6 or 7-point favorite over Memphis or Colorado State, minimum. Against Florida right now in a Sweet 16 game, what's the point spread?
Probably Florida 6.5.
Might be less than that by the time we get to it. Certainly not an overwhelming number, you know, and nobody's going to think that it's impossible. And then, to be honest with you, if they knock Florida off, they actually could be favored in the Elite Eight. So, enjoy the basketball, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.